What is up? Welcome to XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 12, week 10, and I am here this week with my co-host, JC. What up, Swizz?
What is up, Dipperoo? Thanks for having me as always, man. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
We got another host as well with us this week, old Victor Lugo.
What up? Let's get it.
And we got a fourth host that is currently away from the computer, but he'll be back with us shortly.
As a surprise guest.
Yes, sir. And with all that being said, let's get into those favorite teams. And since we are a league-friendly pod, so let's get into everyone's favorite teams.
First off, we have Dippy's Packers taking an L to the Kansas City Chiefs. Rumor has it that Iz and Dino were actually at the game in Kansas City. What the hell, Dippy? What are our pops doing? Living for the moment?
Yeah, man. Dean's always living for the moment, bro.
Yes, sir. I bet you anything there were some sexy cool senoritas there, like old Lisa.
Lisa was not there.
She was at my house. Anyways, fellas, our poor Cowboys got their ass whooped Sunday. Dak looked rusty. Was 2 weeks out of football. Offensive line looked like shit. Just not a good week, but hey, it's better to get these bad games out the way now.
Sure.
Don't let the score fool you that it was 30-0 at one point.
Garbage time.
those Colts, Luis's Colts, got the nice W against the Jets this week. Congrats, Weege, on your team coming back from the dead. But it was the Jets, and it was against a backup quarter, actually a third string quarterback, so don't get too excited.
Next we have old D-Balls on this pod. He's going to remain D-Balls until he says otherwise and actually listens to the pod. We had D-Ball Saints take an L 25-27 to the Atlanta Falcons. That is fucking embarrassing, but you guys are hurting as well. I believe you guys don't have old Jameis Winston, so, and homeboy that retired in the middle of the fucking season. So sorry about you.
JC's Giants with the surprise win over the Las Vegas Raiders this week. JC, what do you have to say about that? I mean, I know you were probably as surprised as we were.
Bro, I did not see it coming, but hey.
That was easy.
Sure, we all know JC went over there and took Henry Ruggs' breaks off and kept feeding that full drinks prior to get them to need all the help he can get.
Yes, sir. Last but not least, huge fan of this team, Noah. His Browns got the dub over the Bengals, 41-16.
Congrats, Noah.
Congrats, Noah. That dog pound. You guys have been, you know, longtime fans. I've know you've been to a lot of games. It is, bro. It is. Hopefully, Bake will come back and shake and bake for you guys and keep these dubs coming.
I already celebrated at a Cheesecake Factory afterwards with Baker Mayfield.
Jeez, there you go.
All right, fellas, let's talk about that week 9 fantasy recap.
All right, first game we have Clapping Cheeks versus From First to Last, and we have Clapping Cheeks squeezing out a win. Dippy had a unfortunate, his running back went down in Edmonds. Aaron Jones might as well have gone down with only 5 points. And Matt Stafford came up not so clutch for him on Monday Night Football. Tough. No, actually, it was Sunday night, right? The Rams was Sunday night.
Yep, Sunday.
It's a tough loss. You got beat by Josh Gordon in his lineup, who got 0 points, and I'm pretty sure he got zero snaps in the game as well. But yeah, He was so confident. He was like, let me put in Mason Crosby out there to get me 1 point, and I'll still win. Just yeah. tough. That's messed up. Next game, we had D versus Andre, and D just whooped that ass. I mean, Dre's team did not show up except Mr. Old Choker himself came up and is the only player that showed out for Dre, and he stuck it to Dre and said, here you go, bitch. Take these 30 points and still get this L. D's team is looking strong as hell with Jonathan Taylor, Josh Allen. And Josh Allen had a terrible game, but he's Jonathan Taylor's peaking, Michael Pittman, Justin Jefferson. He's got a pretty good team, but he's probably going to make some noise here in the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised. And things just keep going down for Dre. He was once up top. Now just add another loss to his losing streak. And last we have, we don't even really need to talk much about this game. We had the game where, give credit to Birdo. He put a whooping on me, but we all know why I lost, because Dip claimed that I would win. And I'm pretty sure Birdo went to old cousins and said, hey, you motherfucker, you throw it to Thielen, I'm going to rape you and your family, and you're going to like it. I'm going to shove COVID down your fucking throat if I see you throw it to him once. Luckily, he threw it to him once, and it was a touchdown, but He threw it to everyone else. Just tough game for my team. Again, the Eagles screwed me over with their players. It's not looking good for me, fellas. That's two losses in a row. First two loss or two game losing streak for me ever for this season. So it's not looking good. Got for this season. And got a tough matchup this week. Not feeling so confident.
No, sir. And right there behind Vic is me losing to Luigi, 121 to 110. I probably could have beat about half of the league if I would have played somebody else. But, of course, I had to take another L. My running backs finally showed up, but the rest of my team fucking did not. They called in sick. They were fucking lying, saying they had COVID. But I know those motherfuckers just didn't want to work today, so took that L. We have Noah versus Keith. 139.
He also lost to someone that had 0 points. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, Tyson Williams. That's some bullshit.
That dude's dead.
He was dead on the ground. Noah scored 139. Keith scored 96. Noah laying that ass whooping on him. Good shit, Noah. Cody lost 112 to 151 against Pat. If Pat is out there somewhere, I hope he hears this and knows, you know, he fucking put up high point, it looks like.
2 weeks in a row,
bro. Whoop, whoop. Your team is looking nasty, man. This guy might be a repeat, back-to-back repeat champ. Can you imagine having a – Vic, wasn't there a thing where whenever you had a kid, you won the league?
Yeah, but didn't Dre ruin that last week or last year? Didn't happen.
What if it came back, bro?
And then Cody tried to pull that shit off this year, and it didn't work.
Reincarnated, bro. Pat might have it. Them Danish genes are strong, bro.
Well, didn't JT have a baby today or this year?
I don't know. What's JT's team looking like? Hell no.
Ow.
Speaking of which, JT's game is next. He actually won. He beat Smiles 136 to 93. You know, he's still down there with the bottom feeders. But hey, 136 is a solid ass game, bro. So who knows? He might jump into playoffs or something. We'll see.
Nope.
Nope. All right, fellas. Get into that Puffington Post.
Smoke weed every day.
This is the Puffington Post. Brought to you by J-Dub Marlboro Life. Black and Mild. And a bunch of other shit. Get, get, get giddy up, partner. Now, most of you may remember in week 9, Birdo spoke some shit into existence.
I want to take this one.
Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you. I got to get props up to my man Birdo here. He took a strong play out of the champs playbook.
Yes.
And he spoke. He used the power of believing. That man believed. And it came truth, man. It was beautiful. And it was an ass whooping as well. Good job, Birdo. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Baby. Spoken from the boss of the league this season too, man. What an honor.
Oof. Thank you for having me on, guys. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for hopping on, Pat. Yeah,
welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Love you. Guys, I just want to paint a picture for you. Pat sitting in a room right now holding his newborn child, sipping on a cup of water, I think out of a whiskey glass. I can't tell. Got some big old headphones on.
And the deepest V-neck I've ever seen. I mean, that shit basically goes down to his belly button.
Yeah, that was, this is not meant to be seen by anyone else. It's like under the shirt, t-shirt, you know.
Best hair would be impressive, but I don't see any hair on that chest.
Oh, dude, yes, sir. I don't roll with hair on my body.
Pat's not doing it now, but he actually was puffing on some on a vape pen. That was earlier, though. Of course, not around the little one.
Yeah, not with the kid there.
Of course. We got CPS.
Especially with his eye.
We do need to talk about what we're sipping on, puffing on, what we got tonight, boys.
So, you know what? Before I got on the pod tonight, I was at Roadhouse, and I actually was sipping on a Blue Moon, and they don't even do shorts anymore, bro. So, I had a fat-ass tall. That's how they try to get your ass these days.
Mm-hmm. It's been $8. $8 on
hell
tall.
Yeah.
What you got tonight, Vic?
Coming in with a new sponsor, this Ozarka and Heinz ketchup. You know what it's all about.
You mixing that shit?
This fool has organic.
Hell yeah.
That was organic ketchup.
Organic certified, bitch.
Well, tonight I got a little mini can of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
What? A mini can of Diet Dr. What is that? It's supposed to be extra healthy? Being a mini and diet?
7.5 ounces. As well as a big old cup of water here.
Nice.
That was as big as a butt plug.
Bruh. How would you know?
Don't worry about it, man. Your mom loves that shit.
Yay!
Ouch.
Yay! God. All right, Vic, you're up.
Did you hear Pat's son?
We do need to get into the next
good one.
And then unfortunately for Noah's team, OBJ was released by the Browns. It'd be interesting to see what team he goes to. I know Noah hard. It's tough. He loses his best running back the week before, and now he loses his favorite player on his favorite team. We're praying for you, Noah. Just hang in there, bud.
Sorry to hear that.
Where do we think OBJ is gonna land, boys?
Bro, I saw something that came across saying that Russ and Pete Carroll reached out to that fool directly trying to sell that fool.
Yeah, I saw the same thing about the Saints and the Packers and the Patriots. Nobody knows where he's going.
Saints makes sense because that's for home, but there is a team out there that lost their number one wide receiver to prison, so that's Raiders, my call. Yeah.
I saw that the Packers were offering him like the bare minimum. Like if he really wanted to be a Packer.
Hey, if he wants to win a Super Bowl, then he'll take that veteran minimum.
Sheesh. I mean, he should.
Go to the who? The Chiefs?
Stupid.
The risk is just
go to the Ravens?
To go to the
Broncos?
Packers right now.
Ravens?
We'll see.
I think he'll go to the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm on Raiders as well.
Yeah, true.
Raiders are going to be.
Yeah, Saints. Lastly, Giants. Mick and Dip actually were speaking on Mike White in his game over this week as well. And literally 2 minutes later, Now, what they said was Dip was saying how, you know, Mike White's the GOAT, and Mick mentioned that he is that guy. 2 minutes later, Pat announced that Michael White was pronounced dead on the scene, on the field.
Snapped both of his legs.
And that was just the power of two jinxes coming together with one goal in mind, and that is ending a young man's career before it begins. Thankfully, he may be back week 10, but
he was just walking down the sideline, and then he just felt it. That button pushed. He felt them push send on that comment, and then he had a big look in his face of shock, and then his legs just snapped, folded like a pretzel.
Feel bad. He was starting to look so promising. Then I had to.
Dude, stop, man. He has a family. Shut up, Dip. Goddamn. Family.
Oh shit. The NFL is cursed now that Dippy is a host on this podcast.
Like, no one is an asshole.
Going down.
No one is safe.
The evidence is here.
And now for our next segment.
Shots fired. We love it when shots are fired.
All right, fellas. My shot fired was going to be against a man that messaged the whole group saying, just so I can get this out the way, if a trade goes through today, know that I am planning long term. So before y'all start bitching, y'all can fucking suck it. This will be my last trade that I will ever offer again in fantasy. After this, I'm fucking done trading here on out, period, including future seasons. Had us all like, oh shit, what the fuck? What's going on? And then people making their predictions says, I wouldn't say I'm throwing my team away, but I'm willing to part ways with some really good ass players for what I want. Just leaving us all in the dark. And then the trade offer. Zach Ertz and Najee Harris for Cordell Patterson, Latavius Murray, and fucking Darren Waller. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Everyone was like, man, Smiley's not accepting that garbage ass trade. Of course, of course, you know it's a bad offer if Smiley doesn't even answer you.
Oh my God.
Like, there was no chance in hell this dude was going to trade. His keeper.
Did Smiley ever even say anything about it?
Not one fucking
he didn't
word.
Comment at all.
Najee Harris was his very first pick, the very first pick in the draft, and he's been nothing but better than advertised.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
I mean, what is the whole thing about future trades? Why wouldn't you make any future trades if you did that one? That I never really got.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. Like, what does that matter?
He was thinking that we were gonna get on him for trading away. Like, we think Darren Waller is like. Waller's had two good weeks of like elite play, and the rest has been he's top five.
Yeah, Patterson was his other one.
I mean,
Najee
Harris is going to be a good running back for a long time, so I don't know.
When has Cordell Patterson ever finished a season?
Hey,
maybe this year.
And Latavius Murray is on a team with like five different running backs,
And he's injured.
Yep.
Zach Ertz is just as good as Waller with the better quarterback.
All right, Vic. All right.
Fucking A. Okay, I'm good. I'm just saying. Like, the build up to that, I was catching up reading. I was like, oh, shit. What the fuck did he trade? Like, God damn it. And then I read through. I was like, what
the hell is this dog
he was
shit?
Like, he was talking like it was a done trade. Like,
yeah, I thought it was
Smiley,
done.
Smiley didn't even, it hasn't responded yet.
He still hasn't said. Yeah, he still hasn't said anything.
That's y'all's boy.
We love you though. We love you though, Guru or Birdo. Not big. All right, boys.
Yikes! So
for my shots fired this week, I just want to give a call out to my lower back. You know, continuing giving me health issues. You know, I can barely lean over. I can't pick my son up. All because I rode a bike for a couple miles.
So, like 4 weeks ago.
Damn, you're still hurting?
Dang, for real? You can't even pick? You can't pick anything up?
All right. I'm maybe being a little dramatic. But it's
babe,
for the
babe, fire. Can you put some biofreeze on?
All right. I gotta put some heat on it. Gotta put some ice on it.
Good Lord. Yeah,
that long damn, after.
You have, you have the weakest back of a non-athlete I've ever heard about in my life.
What the, was that from lifting pizzas so damn much?
That getting in and out of cars with holding on that pizza box.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Car all day. I mean,
ain't that some shit?
I don't have to look for anything.
You fucked your back up for like $7 an hour?
Welcome to America, Pat.
How much have you, I wonder how much you spend in health, in health issues, bill, healthcare bills from that.
More than I care to.
Yes, sir. The one that I'm going to call out, my shots fired, is just being married. y'all remember whenever we were younger and you're like, when I get older, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to fucking game as late as I want. I'm going to fucking, you know, chill with the boys. Bro, who the fuck knew that we were going to be on curfews and shit even after we got older and married, bro? I basically married my mother.
A worse version of your mom. It's the worst version. The worst version of our moms. We actually have to listen.
Exactly, bro. You get the look still. You still get bitched at still. This shit never ends.
Yeah. Only one person got it, found, did it right, and that was Mick, who can just keep messing up and still get to do whatever the fuck.
Bro, you know, Mick maybe pawed the rod for all we know. Maybe that's why she lets him do whatever he wants.
Rock, bro.
Not with, that, not with his bad rod, neck.
Not with his bad neck. Yes, sir. All right, Pat, you're up.
All right, boys. I'm going to go ahead and call out them boys, them Dallas Cowboys. You know what? At least that was a blessing in the sky that those tickets got taken away, because that would have been a fucking bummer.
Oh, that's right.
Watch that game. Like, oh my God, I would have been in such a bad mood.
I forgot about that. You could have gone to that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I almost did.
Man, you would have been in the doghouse and watched your team get their ass kicked. Oh,
that was just like,
Don't ever take my advice.
I would never have gone to a game again, probably. Like, yeah.
You'd have been like, I'm cursed.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. Shit. I'm glad I stayed away.
Good point.
Forced to stay away. I was forced to stay away.
The mothers, man. The married mothers.
All right, fellas, let's get into the week 9 injuries.
Sorry, guys. I hit something wrong here. Of course, I had to hit something wrong here. I forgot I got to share my sound again.
Let's end it and re-record. Yeah, you have to. You have to.
I do hurt it. Myself today.
This is
to see if
this
I.
This is a top rated podcast. You're gonna do it. What hurts the most is being so
close and having so much to say. Everything hurts.
Really, JC?
Hey, we're on company time, all right? We only got 40 minutes. Nothing stops.
Our fans deserve the best.
Next time.
Well, besides this podcast being injured now, Latavius Murray is doubtful to play Thursday night with a bum ankle, but he's still worth Najee Harris.
My God, shot fired. All right, Alvin Kamara has not been practicing this week due to a knee injury. We will see if he plays Sunday. I sure hope he does for D-balls. And then we got some injuries on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We got Chris Godwin. We got AB and Gronk are all out with injuries.
Yeah, Brady will still probably throw for 5 touchdowns somehow. And Aaron Rodgers, who will hopefully come back from COVID, will probably bounce back with a huge.
Yes, sir.
That commish curse, girl.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Gotcha, bitch. You cursed your own damn team and Andre. That's how you flip the script on that prompt. That prompt reading, girl.
You're up next, idiot.
I'm still enjoying it. Nick Chubb has COVID and needs a few negative tests to play this weekend. And my boy Damian Harris is currently in concussion protocols and his backup, which I have both. So I'm fucked.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds has a high ankle sprain and will be out for a few weeks, unfortunately, as well.
Yep, and I have no backup running back.
Sorry, Aaron Rodgers is gonna have a big game, right, Dip?
Still, you can't do it twice, Vic. Don't.
I'm jinxed.
All right, fellas, let's get into that waiver wire.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Cody spent $3 on Young Wei Koo. I like to call him Young Ho. That was $3 for Cody getting a kicker.
It's because he's racist and he only thought he was worth $3.
Noah dropped $102 on Eno Benjamin, the third string running back for the Cardinals. You know that had to hurt Noah typing in the triple digits to pick up a player.
He had to, too, because I had a bid for him for zero. Wait, for Fab.
Who is he?
Did anyone else put money on him?
He's the third string running back for the Cardinals. With Chase Edmonds out, he might.
Oh, gotcha. Because
James Conner also can get hurt.
True. Okay.
Maybe he'll get you a few points. Who knows? All right, let's get into that trade galore, boys. We had a big trade this week.
Yeah, as Berto announced it, Berto traded Smiley. Wait. Yeah, never mind. That didn't happen. Smiley's still pending on that trade.
Smiley's just sitting there.
What
should I
do? You heard what Berto said, guys. He deleted the trade. He's never going to make another trade for the rest of his life.
No, he said this before Smiley didn't respond. And you know how it's a bad trade? Because Smiley got kicked out of the league for not responding to trades. And he said, fuck this. It's not worth it. I'm not answering.
He'd rather get kicked out than respond to that shit trade.
Poor Waller and all them. He had his pads packed for all. Berto had all their bags packed, ready to go.
He had them at the gate.
Your dad's going to love you guys. I promise he'll take care of y'all.
Oh my god!
Didn't even buy a fucking plane ticket.
What? Well, let's get right to those power rankings, starting with the bottom feeders.
Speaking of people that make shit trades and get everybody hyped up over nothing, we start off the bottom feeders with the bottom of the barrel, and that is Bert himself coming live from Poland. At 1-8, we have after him Dalvin and Hobbs, old Luigi dog who got a dub on me at 2-7. Cobes at 2-7 in 12th. Big Dak Energy at 11th place at 3-6. Myself in 10th place, bro. I've been in 10th place for like fucking 4 weeks straight, bro.
Consistency.
I'm 3-6 as well. Dip is in 9th at 4-5. Then we have old Jerry McGriddle Irons at 8th place, just right there in the bottom feeders, 8th through 14th at 4-5. Now we jump into the cream of the crop.
All
you are up.
Sorry, fellas. I thought that was Vic's spot. First, the seventh place team, we have old Victor Lugo at 5-4, two-game losing streak. Andre is also at 5-4 with a two-game losing streak in sixth. Clapping Cheeks is in fifth place on a two-game winning streak at 6-3. D is also on a two-game winning streak at 6-3 in fourth place. Pat, our co-host this week, third place. Got a scary team, Pat, on a five-game winning streak.
5 games, bro. Holy shit.
Keaton is also at 7-2 in second place. And Noah is still the top player in our league at 8-1 on a five-game winning streak.
Good shit.
Good shit, Noah.
Yes, sir.
Now it's guillotine time, and it was Smiley's time to go. Unfortunately, the ghost of Ashley came and chopped that neck off. He lasted long, but it was his time. It happens to all of us, man. Welcome to the group.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Pat for winning that nice $25 this week with the high point. His team slapped on a nice 151 to abuse Cody's rectum by 40 points.
Damn.
Pat, go buy yourself something nice, bro.
Some diapers for your baby.
Diapers, exactly. That's what.
Yeah. Exactly. Beckham's already counting the money. You didn't hear him?
That's fucking crazy.
Yes, sir.
Beckham was like, don't gamble that shit.
No, he's sitting here saying, yeah, show me the money.
Show me the money.
All right, fool. Week 10 is coming up, so we are going to be making some picks. Who you got, JC?
We have D versus Luis here. I've already been beaten by Luis. That fool got lucky. He legit sent me a text saying, hey, man, I really needed that win. Because I guess I didn't need it, but he did. Anyways, I don't know what the fuck that means, but he's got Alex Collins playing when Chris Carson's apparently back. Dalvin Cook has been like off and on. If his team shows up like they did against me, he could get the dub. You know, I heard Zeke wasn't practicing, but I don't know if that's like a normal thing like it normally is with most running backs these days. They just don't fucking come to practice. But D has Tony Pollard in at running back. God dang, he has Michael Pittman. That fool's a fucking baller. I got to give this one to D, bro. D's team looks real nice. And Luis's team has got a bunch of Qs on them shits. So I don't think he's going to get it done.
Yes, sir. Next up, I got JT versus Cody. Cody has a few key bye weeks. Jamar Chase is on a bye. Kadarius Toney's on a bye. Now, with Nick Chubb on the COVID list for now, at least, that kind of puts JT at a slight disadvantage. But I still think he has the better team this week. So I am going to go with JT over Cody.
And for the next matchup, we got Berto versus Sparks. On the projections, it says that Berto's going to win, but I'm going to tell you, from what I heard Patterson and Waller are out to get Berto and tell him to F himself for shipping him out the door before they're even traded. And so I heard that they're going to give him terrible points. I like Mahomes' matchup against Vegas. I think this week is the week he gets back to being himself. I'm going to have Sparks 20-point win over Berto.
Ooh.
Dang.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well, wait, it's not me yet. Sorry.
You're good. Next is Noah versus Pat. I'm going to call this the five-game win streak bowl, or showdown, I should say. Both of these fools are on a 5-game win streak.
And call it the Streaker Bowl.
There you go. And someone's leaving this game with a 1-L, and another is moving on to a 6-game win streak.
Is this not a repeat of the championship?
Shit.
No, that was between Mr. D Bowl. Sparks. Mr. Sparks.
So this is gonna be a good one. I'm gonna have my
call him Dustin. What do we call him? Mr. Sparks.
Yeah, you call him Mr. Sparks.
Sparky.
Yeah, I love that one.
This, I'm gonna have my eye on this one, bro, boys. I mean, that's gonna be a good ass match. I mean, actually, now that I think about it, I think Brady already got cursed earlier, so we already know who might be getting that dub. But if Michael Carter can show up and Mike White actually survive, and Mick and Dip don't talk about him, Noah could possibly get this one. But I've got to get the edge to Pat. I mean, Pat's players are projecting fucking 20 points and shit. When the fuck does anybody ever project 20 points if they're not a quarterback? Like, this fool's got regular ass players projecting 20 points plus. What the fuck? So I got to give this one to Pat.
I got Pat. Well,
hey, what the heck?
Someone asked you.
Dippy, what the hell are you talking about, bro? What the fuck?
Where'd that come from?
Bro,
what are you doing?
Oh, no. Guys, I got to paint this picture. Pat is covering his son's ears like Dippy just cursed.
What are you doing, buddy? Oh my god. Well, I guess we'll see who you curse most. It's a fair game again. I'll take it, Noah. Alright, moving on. We got
breaking news. Lamar Jackson just got COVID.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, nah.
Oh my god, Pat's face.
He's covering his son's ears again.
Don't listen to this shit, boy.
These dumb Americans.
Moving on. We got Dustin versus JC. Dippy versus JC. Dang, I just now saw that Matthew Stafford is questionable. He better be all right, or else that could hurt my boy Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
But
plays on Monday. He'll be fine.
All right, sounds good. But let's go down here. So projected points right now is 106 to 116 in the Dippy's favor. I think I'm going to flip that one around, and I'm going to call JC. He's going to win by 10. And here's the call. Wins going to go off on this Jacksonville. He's going to have himself a game. Ty Johnson is going to have like random 2 touchdowns again.
Let's Buffalo. Go, baby.
Buffalo's going to like Jets. It's going to beat Buffalo. It's going to be unbelievable.
My boy, I love Ulgul.
Take off. No, a fan coming back from COVID, you know, he got that juice in him now, that COVID juice. He's gonna produce.
Dippy. The COVID juice?
The COVID juice. Yeah.
Juice?
Juice. Juice.
Oh. He still says it.
Fucking juice, man.
Wow.
Dippy, Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's a dog, but he's going up against San Francisco. I think they're going to hold him down a little bit. That's all I have to say.
My boy.
We'll see what happens.
I just don't like you came in with that late curse. So now I'm going to put my power of believing right into JC. So you're going to enjoy that L, Dippy.
That positivity.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, we got Vic versus Dre. I got that matchup this week. So, you know, I think that I'll be honest, I'll be straight. Like, I think Andre has a better team than Vic. And the receivers are better. It looks like he's picking the right receivers this week with Tyler Lockett and Tyreek Hill. James Robinson is set to come back. DeAndre Swift had a rough game last, but, you know, four last, but I think back. He's got the old choker in there at quarterback, but he's you know, got a solid squad. Vic, I'm sorry, you're on 2 games. Lost. Your team.
He's got Aaron Rodgers on the coming back from COVID, right?
He has. Well, possibly.
You already spoke it to existence that he's going to go off this week.
That is true. I didn't speak that in existence. So, and that makes my point even more, right? With Rodgers coming off COVID, I mean,
Pat, I honestly think he's going to fucking light up the world after everyone's been.
Dre's going to get the win this week, at least 15 points.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck that. It didn't work for me last week.
I believe Rodgers is going to come back and have a huge game. He's that kind of guy. Like every time someone is talking like bad about him, he's like, okay, let me show them so we get back to talk about me being great at football.
But Russell Wilson's coming back that week too.
Yeah, Russell Wilson though.
Yeah, well,
he's awesome. Green Bay. Yeah, I'm glad Russell's
finally back. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, even though I don't have any Hawks players, but. Just like watching good football. All right, I'll take the last one. Smiley against Keaton. Boys, this might be the mess of the week. Oh, this is gonna. Smiley is on a bad losing streak right now. 3 L's in a row. He's desperate to start stepping it up. Keaton coming off that very low scoring game against Noah. Kyler Murray. Wait, Chris Carson? Is he coming back? He's still on IR though.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, but I mean, Debo Samuel, I could see him have a big game. Oh, no, he's going up against Ramsey. Oh, shit. Yeah, you know what? I think again, we're going to see Keaton come out. I think CD's going to have a huge game. Connor is going to eat against the Cardinals. Yeah, Eckler is going to eat against Minnesota. Sorry, Smiley. I'm going to give this one to Keaton.
All right, fellas. So we started last week doing a draft. Last week it was Action Heroes. This week we are doing fictional sports characters movie draft, or it could be TV shows as well, but fictional sports athletes. And first pick is going to be Pat, followed by me, then Dip, and JC will get the last pick and the first pick in the next round. So Pat, who you got?
All right, well, I'm going to go with the best golfer of all time, Happy Gilmore.
Damn it.
Nice.
Reach.
Reach.
All right, for my pick, I'm sure this is the greatest athlete of all time.
Willie Beeman. Yeah, him too.
Get the ladies creaming. I mean, Jamie Foxx, Willie Beeman, freaking Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Sorry, Willie Beeman. You probably didn't ever see that movie.
Sheesh.
That's
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, Any Given, yeah.
Am I up next, JC?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Ooh, the Sandlot, baby.
Not bad, not bad.
The Jet, baby. Stealing.
That'll work. That's a good one. Because I'm worried that Vic's going to take it. I'm going to go with a little Bow Wow and Like Mike. And Andy has the shoes already lightened up and everything, you know, the Michael Jordan shoes. So I'm gonna go with Bow Wow, bro.
Damn,
not bad, but he was on my list, but he wasn't gonna be that soon.
That high,
but.
Yeah. Well, I got the turn. So round one is done. Pat with Happy Gilmore, Vic with Willie Beeman, Dip with Benny the Jet Rodriguez, and myself with Bow Wow from Like Mike. Round two, I'm going to go with Apollo Creed.
Ooh. Oh, huh?
Over Rocky, huh?
Yeah. Even Rocky said he was the best. I know he lost, but come on.
I'm going with Rocky Balboa as my second pick.
Damn, Dippy trying to counter mine.
I already had my eyes on Rocky before you said it, Paulo.
Damn.
Yay!
Go ahead. All right. For my next pick, it's probably going with the best name in all, Mr. Jesus Shuttlesworth from Ooh. He Got Game.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of around the rule, kind of stepping around the rule, played by Ray Allen, a real athlete, but he's not playing himself.
Damn, I've never, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
If you have never seen that movie, you definitely need to watch it.
What is it called?
He Got Game. It has Denzel Washington and Ray Allen.
Mm.
Yeah, Jesus Shuttlesworth, bro.
Okay, okay. Go ahead, Pat. You still out there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm thinking about. Oh, I get to pick two in a row now. That's right. Okay, so the next one, I'm gonna go with my boy. Show Me the Money, Rod Tidwell. Is that what he's called? From
the Quan. You want the Quan
from Jerry Maguire?
Yeah, yeah. Old Jay Maguire.
That'll work.
Fucking, that scene makes me.
You got the turn
up every time.
and you got the turn, Bubba.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little crazy here, but I'm going to go with the best driver in the world. I'm going to go with Will Ferrell in the, as a Ricky Bobby.
Nice.
You ain't first, you last.
Yes, sir. I like that.
Ricky All right. Bobby.
Vic, your second pick in round three.
Second pick. Oh, okay. Yeah. This one, he is probably the most diverse athlete in all the movies. He's played basketball, he's played football, he's played soccer. I'm gonna have to go with Air Bud.
Nice.
Air Bud.
Bro, Vic's team already won. Nobody fucks with the dog, bro. That's a good one.
That is good, bro. I didn't even think about Air Bud, dog.
Damn, that's a good one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dip.
You know, I'm going to bounce off Pat's first pick with Happy Gilmore. I think I'm going to go with Shooter McGavin.
Let's go.
Dip's going with all the counters.
Matt Damon.
I saw two big, fat, naked bikers in the woods off 17 having sex. How am I supposed to chip with that going on?
Nice, nice. All right, so for me, last pick in round three, I'm going to go with Willie Mays Hayes.
Okay.
From what movie was that again?
He was a baseball player, right?
Yeah. With Wild Thing, with Wild Thing in it?
Major Leagues. Why don't you know the movie?
Yeah. That's right.
He hadn't even watched.
No, he's just looking at a damn list.
No. I know that. I've seen the movie.
Who plays him?
Bro, that's freaking Blade.
Okay. I got you.
That fool was fast as hell. I remember he ran out of that cot when they did the 40-yard dash. Because they pulled this bed out, put his ass in the parking lot. I remember. All right, so let's share what everybody has so far. So Pat in round one took Happy Gilmore. Round two, Rod Tidwell. Round three, Ricky Bobby. Vic in round one took Willie Beeman. Round two, Jesus Shuttlesworth. That's how you spell it. Round three, Air Bud. Dip. Round one, Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Round two, Rocky Balboa. Round three, Shooter McGavin. I myself in round one, Bow Wow and Like Mike. Round two, Apollo Creed. And round three, Willie Mays Hayes. So now we start round four. I get to start this one off. I'm going to have to go with. I'm going to have to go with Bobby Boucher from the Mud Dogs, LSU Mud Dogs.
Water Boy. The Water Boy.
Yes, sir.
Mama. Bobby Boucher. Okay. Okay.
Girls are the devil.
All right, Dip, you're up.
I'm gonna diversify myself. I'm gonna go to a different sport here. I'm gonna go to the famous sport on ESPN, the Ocho dodgeball. I'm going to go with Peter LaFleur.
Nice.
Dodgeball legend, bro.
Was he the guy from, was he Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, it's Vince Vaughn. It's Peter LaFleur, of course.
I don't remember the name. Shit.
I've probably seen Dodgeball like 20 times.
1,000 times. All right, Vic, you're up.
All right, for my next pick, I'm going to pick the captain of all our favorite hockey teams growing up to earn the C on his chest, Mr. Charlie Conway.
Oh, almighty Ducks.
Sir.
That's a good one. I might have to counter you with Gordon Bombay.
All right, Miss boys. Prime.
That bum knee.
That bum knee.
Let's see here. So, okay, you guys let me know if this one counts. Can I pick Ernie Davis from The Express? Since it is kind of based off a real person.
The Express. I've never seen that.
Have you seen The Express? I thought that was the real person. If it's not, you got, even if it's based off a real person. Because, I mean, yeah, that works if it's not a real person. I thought that was about Jim Brown.
No, no, it's actually, I mean, Jim Brown is in the movie, but the movie is actually about Ernie Davis, the super fucking freak in college. He played at the same college team as Jim Brown did.
But he wasn't a real person?
No, he was, but I mean, he got sick and he died like pretty
very young. But he was a real athlete, was he not?
Yeah, he was a real athlete. Doesn't count, right? Yeah, okay, that's what I figured. All right. That leaves me two other people that I also wanted. Well, I'm going to go with one of the best, probably long distance runner in history. And on top of that, he's a fucking rich guy. And on top of that, I think he was a world champion in ping pong as well.
Okay.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump.
Good pick.
Damn.
Forrest Gump.
That's a good ass fucking pick, bro.
And here we go. That's my last pick. And this is because every good team needs the perfect coach.
Yeah.
So here's my boy. Wax on, wax off. Mr. Miyagi.
Dang, Mr. Miyagi. That'll work. So Pat's team is complete. Vic, your last pick.
My last pick is going to be a character that when he was the most clutch person to ever play, he got to bat one time and got his team to the championship, and he also made everyone cry. It's the captain, the heart and soul of the Kikimbas, G-Baby.
G-Baby! Oh, hell! I definitely cried at that part.
Oh.
Fucking hardball, bro.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
He got one at bat, and he won him the game.
Damn, bro, that shit was sad as fuck.
I know. Yes, oh my god, that's yeah, that's the movie with the guy from The Matrix, right?
Yeah, Keanu.
Oh my god, that movie.
Sad as shit, man.
Dang, they did you dirty in that one, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Shit. Go ahead, Dip. Last pick.
All right, last pick. I'm surprised no one's gone with a TV show yet. I'm gonna go with Friday Night Lights.
Oh, Riggins. I thought you were going. I thought you were gonna go with someone else. Second,
I'm going Tim Riggins from Friday Night Lights.
Good old Tim Riggins.
give him that ball. Give the running back, boy.
That'll work.
There's a lot of good ones still out there, man.
I know where you're going, Vic. And so I will be the one to do it. My last pick is going to be a Richmond, AFC Richmond, great player.
Oh, he will
get your ass in gear.
Oh, we missed that. We all missed that.
And you know what? I'm gonna get him in his prime because he's here, he's there, he's every fucking where. Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Let's go.
I thought you could have gone Football Is Life.
Yeah.
I thought you were going with Danny Rogers. Or fucking Jamie Tartt.
Jamie Tartt, do-do-do-do-do.
So let's go through your teams, all right? So, Pat.
Great pick, JC.
Thanks, Dip. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, go through your team. We got Happy Gilmore. We got Rod Tadwell. Is that how you pronounce it?
Tidwell.
Tidwell. Ricky Bobby. We got Forrest Gump and the coach, Mr. Miyagi.
Nice.
And I probably literally have probably the best athletes out of everyone. I got Mr. Willie Beeman. I got Mr. Jesus Shuttlesworth. I got Mr. Athlete himself, Mr. Air Bud. I got the captain, Charlie Conway. And I got everyone's favorite baseball player, G Baby. And if you don't like him, you're racist.
Good.
All right. I got Benny the Jet Rodriguez, the first pick. Rocky Balboa. Shoot him again.
Adrian.
Peter LaFleur. And wrapped it up with Tim Riggins.
Nice. I have Bow Wow from Like Mike. Apollo Creed. Okay, so I got basketball. I got boxing with Apollo Creed. I've got baseball with Willie Mays Hayes. I've got football with Bobby Boucher. And then I have soccer as the captain, Roy Keane. Football.
Yeah,
awesome, boys.
There's a lot of good ones left out, like fucking Boobie Paul Miles.
Crew. Yeah, Paul Crew from Longest Yard.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying there? Yeah, Longest Yard.
Boobie Miles.
God. Yeah, that was some good
That was a good one, Vic. These are all Vic's ideas, guys.
Could we have picked Michael Irvin in the Longest Yard?
Because he wasn't Michael Irvin in that.
Cheeseburger Eddie? Anybody?
No.
Terry Crews? No.
Ed? The monkey? Shortstop?
There
you go. The rookie, the pitcher.
Ah, yeah.
Dang. Dip, you started off so strong with that superhero picked. And then
no.
And then you just failed at the last two. I like that pick. She's strong as hell.
I wasn't
after you watched.
I wasn't going for a super team. I wanted to get.
We all know who won, boys.
I know who won. Who won? Pat, who do you think won the first one? The first round? The action superhero draft.
I think I voted for JC.
No, don't just because his name is lighted up. Don't do
Let's
that.
Go.
I think I did because I think I just watched the One Punch Man. And I mean, I totally binge watched
it. Goku kills them all.
That's what happened. I tricked Vic's ass by saying Goku.
I'm trying to watch Goku right now. So
I've never even watched Dragon Ball Z.
No.
I'm trying to.
No, oh, no,
fucking Neo. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, baby. Hey, Luis, though.
Luis came in with the fucking Yoda.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this week's podcast up, fellas.
Dippy's grumpy, fellas. His back's hurting.
Flay.
Hey, this is great, boys. This is great.
Are you hanging upside down in one of those back things?
I wish. It was awesome, a pleasure having you on this week, Pat. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having it out, Pat.
Even with the baby, he's still holding strong with us.
He sure is.
So we appreciate you getting on, man. Vic, thank you for the question. And of course, bringing what you bring to the pod. And JC, thanks for hosting.
Absolutely.
Look forward to doing this again next week.
Dip, thanks for jinxing Aaron Rodgers on accident.
I pulled an anchor, man. I just kept reading this.
I know you did. That's why I kept that's why I typed it on there.
That's great. All right, boys. Catch y'all later. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Stay hard, fellas.